Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for that is right. Honour your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you, and so that you may live long on the earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children, but bring them up in the education and admonition of the Lord. Servants, obey your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in your single-mindedness, as to Christ, not in the manner of eye service, as men-pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, serving with good will, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good each one does, he will receive it from the Lord, whether he is a slave or a free man. And masters, act in the same way to them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your own master, for his part, is in the heavens, and there is no partiality with him. Finally, my brothers, be empowered in the Lord and in the might of his strength. Put on the full armour of God, so as to be able to stand against the crafty ways of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against realms, against authorities, against the world rulers of this dark age, against spiritual forces of wickedness in the upper heavenly places. On account of this, take up the full armour of God, in order that you may be able to withstand on the evil day, and, having done everything, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and with your feet shod with the readiness of the gospel of peace. Above all, having taken up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and to take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit being the word of God, with all prayer and supplication, praying on every occasion in spirit, and being watchful to this very end, in all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And for me, that speech be given to me when I open my mouth, to make known frankly the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in a chain, that I may speak of it frankly as I ought to speak. But in order that you too may know my affairs, what I am doing, Tychicus the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord will make all known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very thing, that you may know our circumstances, and so that he may encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers, and love with faith from God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in integrity. Amen.